The S&D Podcast Channel, the perfect channel for any style of podcast. We have all different pop culture style podcasts for all of your listening needs. If you would like to start a podcast, you can reach us at sndpodcast@gmail.com. We are always looking for new podcasts to add to our channel, and the topic could be anything you want. So contact us now.
Episode 382, home fries. Can I just state on record to start the show?
Nope.
It's always great to do that. We, Michigan, are national fucking champions, baby. No matter how shitty the New York Islanders play every night, it doesn't take away that I am a national fucking champion.
Congratulations to you, sir, and the Michigan Wolverines, and John Harbaugh.
Harbaughs. Mainly Jack, because he's amazing. His dad. The father is the best.
So I saw somebody tweet where they were just like, why is Harbaugh's dad just look like an older version of him? And I was like, do you not know how this works?
Do you not know genetics?
I mean, they look really alike. Like, it's like sometimes you get your mom and your dad. They are their dad. Like, they all look very, but it's just strange.
Jim actually looks more like their mom. If you actually look at her, there's a little bit more of her to him. And John definitely looks more like Jack. I will tell you this. At 11 p.m., well, in Houston, it was probably like 10 p.m., so it's okay. But when this man is on the national championship stage yelling out, who has it better than us? On ESPN. There's nothing better.
No, that was a pretty good performance.
I have a good question for when Danny joins us a little bit later, though. I'll let you think about it. So don't answer this now.
Okay.
2019 LSU versus the 2023 Michigan Wolverines. Don't answer it now. Think about it. We'll go back to it later. But that was like the best team. You know what else happened? You know what else this team did?
Like my answer.
You know what else this team did that nobody else was able to do? Retired Nick Saban. Single-handedly retired Nick Saban. Just
murdered Nick Saban. You know, he's got to be. I'm very interested about his reasoning.
You know what the crazy thing is? You know, did you hear the stat that this is the longest Alabama has ever gone under him without winning a national championship? It's been 3 years. And this is the longest shot they had without a national championship under Nick Saban.
That feels not possible.
Right?
Because, like, at the beginning?
They won that first year. Let's see. Let's go to the Wikipedia page.
I'm pulling up his sports reference page.
Okay, he got there in 2007. Okay? And 2009, 2011, 2012, 2015, 2017, 2020.
Okay, so they
were. Danny, was this the craziest stat ever?
I don't like this angle, man. What's going on? What? What,
you don't like the zoom in? We'll zoom this out. One?
There we go. We zoomed down.
Whoa. So what's up?
You look less black and white.
I found one of the craziest stats ever is that this three-year drought is the longest Alabama has gone without a national championship under Nick Saban.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, the first 3 years. So it was 2 years, and then the third one they won, and then a loss.
Right, 2 years to get his team in there. To get his team and his system in there.
Pretty much.
Then he beat Colt McCoy for the first one.
What? Why did that record adjust? Oh, something that must have happened.
Danny, I told Vin he's got to think about this, and it's only been a couple of minutes, but I'm going to ask you, because I know you watch more college football than Vin. 2019 LSU versus the 2023 Michigan Wolverines.
Come on. I knew this was coming.
It's honestly a question I heard today, and it really made me think about it because that's arguably one of the best offenses we've ever seen.
I mean,
college football wise.
Do you realize I watched the highlights from that game the other day?
They had
Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, dude.
They had the two best receivers in the NFL and a top three NFL quarterback.
And
Randy Moss's son.
And
that's just cool.
Randy Moss is so. Oh yeah,
he wasn't. He's not great.
And who was who was the running back on that team?
Charles Blair.
It's just okay. The only benefit they have is that Harbaugh would coach O and do a paper bag.
Yes, that would be But that's the only. That's the only thing.
I think we,
their
it
defense
would be
was
a game.
Even though they
it
haven't,
would be a close
didn't...
game.
Patrick oh yeah,
Queen is a
I
great...
don't know, Steve. That team was that. That team made teams look like they never played.
It's one of those things that when NCAA 24 is released, they need to have old school teams and let those two teams.
That, like, I think.
Well, let that be the demo game. Let that be the demo game that comes out 3 weeks early.
That was one of my favorite like teams to watch like in a long time. Like you got them, the early 2000s.
That 19 team was just.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like those are some of the greatest teams, and then you got the USC.
But there wasn't a team Michigan played this entire year.
Oh yeah,
that scored over 25 points. That's why I think it could be such a close game.
It could be, but let's face it, you guys didn't face Joe Burrow this year.
You didn't face an NFL quarterback this season. Michael Penix is the closest thing.
Well, depending where he goes. You can say that about anybody, but really for him, it's wherever he goes. If it's gonna be a good spot,
you can't say anything about anybody in the Pac-12.
I said to somebody at work, they were asking me about Penix, and I said the perfect scenario is Denver or Minnesota for him.
Right. No.
Let
him
sit behind Russ. Let him sit behind.
Not even.
Let him sit behind Russ. Let him sit behind Cousins, because Cousins already said he wants to come back for a hometown discount next year.
Russ is.
The thing with him as well is he doesn't have like he's also 24 years old.
Yeah, he can't. So he
has to go get like start from Jump Street.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be interesting, and I'm not taking anything away from this year's Michigan team, but the eye test of watching both teams on a weekly basis. Yeah, the defense is very good and very stout, but the guys that LSU team had was just. Like it was like a cheat code, like
the
score that many.
Part is that they do like when you look at the Washington offense, like going into that game, a lot of the talk about the Washington offense was being compared to what could be, you know, not the numbers, of course,
right?
But similarity long term wise, you may look back and say, wow, that Washington team was stacked.
No, yeah, for sure. I think at the end of the day, like we said last week, and it wasn't a secret, was that Michigan got the running game going. They scored 4 rushing touchdowns.
Second play of the
game. And they weren't on the ones. Like those were like, all right, we called this.
Edwards waited
this
for this game. And
I just want to see this.
It's the perfect game to finally show up all year.
Yeah.
Not saying that he had a bad season.
Credit to us, we all three of us said this was the year for Michigan. If it wasn't this year, it isn't gonna like all right, this is the year. If not, I don't know. Especially with more
teams next year.
Yeah, so
Danny, you would know the answer to this.
That LSU team scored 36 points at least in every game but one. They beat Auburn 23-8. That was the only game.
Okay.
What was the semifinal game score?
I sorted it by points. I gotta sort it by game again. They beat Oklahoma 63-28. And then they beat
Oklahoma
42-20.
Yeah, no, Joe Burrow had like 4 touchdowns to Jefferson Chase
in the first quarter.
First half, yeah.
In the semifinal game?
Yeah.
It's 4 to Jefferson in the first half. Yeah.
Those games weren't fair.
They weren't. And like that was my point, that Oklahoma team was not equivalent.
That was Jalen, too.
Yeah.
And CeeDee Lamb. Wow, that was a good team.
Yeah. Was they brought Jalen in for that 1 year, yeah.
Right. Joe Burrow threw for 493 yards and 7 touchdowns.
And scoring 28 points is no slouch. Like, they played all right.
Correct.
Yeah, but when did they score the 28
and then
points?
I remember
the fourth quarter and all the third string guys were in the game.
Oh, hold on. Let
and
me
then
see.
In
what...
the finals, they were down a couple scores, and then they came back, and Joe Burrow just said, forget this.
It was
that entire game Monday night.
It was 49-14 at half.
Until the end.
Yeah.
Until the end of that, until the fourth quarter, that was a close game, and Washington could have, and at any moment, there were three or four plays in that game where Washington could have flip the switch and it could have won this final. 100%. Right. Early in the first half, they had a wide open play. They were not hitting play, and they kept saying it on the broadcast. Hurts you kept saying it. Washington's not hitting plays that they hit the week before.
Yeah, Penix.
And that was the difference.
Like, it was funny. I was listening to First Draft by Kuiper, and he's like, well, majority before the championship game, he was going to be a mid-first rounder. Now he could fall to, like, third or fourth. I'm like, well, that's pretty steep.
This is why nobody listens to Mel Kiper. Remember
no, when, that's like, what I'm
the
saying.
Mel Kiper
like,
mock would drop? Yeah. Like, that was, like, the greatest moment of our year. Like,
I was like, that's pretty big of a drop, Mel.
I remember I only wanted to get ESPN Magazine so I could have the free insiders Kiper, yeah. just for the Mel Kiper Jr. mock draft to come right. out.
I
that
just
was
want
the
to
the reasoning.
This. Really quick. I have to say this because it's just so absurd. In 15 games, Joe Burrow threw for 5,671 yards, 60 touchdowns, and 6 picks. That's ridiculous.
And the crazy thing about it is
he had a 200 passer rate. I didn't even know it was a thing.
He was it was like now or never with him, obviously, because he was transferred. And it's like, when is this guy going to show up? And then, like, he showed up, and you're like, okay.
So I'm taking the LSU team. Sorry.
And it's not taking anything.
I just feel like with the
one of
time,
the legacy
it's going to be a lot closer than people would expect it to be.
I don't know about that.
Especially with the defense. It's going to really
next
suck.
Team was like a
next year when Mason Graham, is, or in 2 years from now, when the Eagles end up getting Mason Graham to replace the current Graham they have.
The Eagles
really suck.
Are a hot mess.
The script is written for them to win the Super Bowl. You do not realize that.
Is it? No. Like, I texted Danny this the first time you guys played them. I was like, that team.
We should have won that game.
Yeah. Can I be honest with something? The Giants would have been a lot better off if Tommy DeVito was, like, French or from some other country.
State?
Yeah. His name was Tommy Smith. They probably would have been a lot better off this season.
Yeah.
I said, you know what's funny? I said this. Imagine they let him throw the ball against the Jets, like, instead of just handing it off 800 times in that game. Yeah. Like, yeah, he had a couple of passes that he threw that were bad, but, like,
it was also
extremely
a
wet. Right. It was played in a monsoon. But, like, a couple of those drives, like, a little check down plays to the tight ends and Barkley, who knows how that game would have played out. And,
well, that
you know,
game, we didn't know that Gano was hurt, but he was. We knew he was hurt. So it was
playing the monsoon hurt. So, you know.
That's when we should have ran the ball the extra time and then whatever. I'm not getting into it. But,
and I'm pulling out Nick Saban retired so he could come be the defensive coordinator for the Giants, clearly.
Pick him up. Pick
him up. Can you imagine we found out Nick Saban became the
But
Dave Ball calls his boy Nick, be like, yo, you want to come? Don't be a head coach. Just come be a defensive coordinator. You only got to worry about the defense.
I think that's the funniest thing about Tank Crew. It was like, oh, DeVito won those games, but he didn't. Like, all three games were just like, oh, thank God the defense got 4 picks and a fumble and everything, and he got the ball, like, in the red zone. Like, the Giants, like, were never going to win half of those games if it was just like, all right, thank God for that defense, as we saw. But back to your thing, Vin. Come on, man. We need you to win this one. It's going to be a tough task. You're not stopping CeeDee Lamb and Dak at home. But,
excuse me. He has the prophet.
McCarthy.
The prophet is back, Danny.
The prophet is back.
DJ Moore did nothing on Sunday.
The prophet is back. He's a fan, by the way.
What?
No, the video where he like the news.
Oh yeah, he's a fan. That was so funny. So. Fucking idiot. very funny. He came back. He was like, he goes, I think everybody saw the clip because they were talking about McAfee. He was like, I think my interview is going to be more serious from now on. He did an interview post game with a cigar in his hair, and then he did that interview. So he doesn't give a shit. And again, I don't give a shit. Just cover CeeDee Lamb. It's very hard to do. You got more than enough on your plate. Just do that. I tweeted it. Today is the anniversary of the Rodgers' first playoff game against the Cardinals, which is the highest scoring playoff game in NFL history. I would love just that again.
Was that the at Miller's game?
The what?
Was that the Miller's game we were at Miller's?
No, so that was 2015. This is 2009, right. The first playoff game he ever played. They lost to the Cardinals.
Kurt Warner, yeah.
I think
the fumble.
He fumbled flash, it got intercepted or whatever in overtime after they missed a wide open play.
That game was so epic.
But yeah, it was a crazy fucking game. So again, you want to run a shootout like that with them, I'm all for it, and then lose so they can get rid of the defensive coordinator and give Mike Vrabel all the money in the world.
I mean, he's going to New England.
I know he's going to New
England. He's going to New England. Wink is going to Philly.
He's part of the friend group, though, I think, with Saleh and McVay and the guys. So bring him in.
So what you're saying is he's going to say, oh, you want me to coach Aaron Donald in Los Angeles?
Well, okay, I'm coming to LA. That's honestly what I was thinking of. If Saleh would have gotten fired, like, does he go to San Francisco? Does he go to L.A.? Does he go to the Packers? She's got friends everywhere.
Well, then he has enough kids that he has to do it.
He's got to have a job. I don't know.
What about Vrabel to the Jets to be the defensive coordinator?
No shot. He's just...
No, he's going to be a coach wherever. Like, it's not going to be long. He's definitely going to be a head coach.
The thing. He's going to be a head coach, right? So then I think that squashes the whole New England thing unless Bill is bailing right now.
Yeah, they said... midweek interview, another interview with the three of them. So,
who?
Belichick and the Kraft.
Bill.
Oh, okay.
So the other thing was, the other big coach news was Pete Carroll, which
it seems like he's gonna. They said he's gonna stay in the organization,
right? In the front office.
There was a clip from his press conference today that kind of sounded like, I'll stay here, but I'm going to go see if somebody wants me first. I'm going to hang out, but I'm going to see. I'm a Seahawk, but if somebody wants me, my phone's on type of thing.
I think with Pete Carroll at his age, and I'm not being ageist, it's like it's at the back nine. He's still good at what he is, and he's still young enough at his age to be a good coach. But, like, now it's starting to, like, I don't see him getting that next head coaching job unless someone's, like,
You know where would be a good spot is Tennessee. Young quarterback gets to bring in his system. Has some players on that team.
Pete's more of a defensive guy.
He is a defensive guy. He is.
Let's go to the Vegas.
72. He will be, he's 72. His birthday's in September. So he'll be 73 at the start of next season. It's tough to start over. I think he just goes into a front office thing in Seattle, and that's kind of it.
Or is he going to Bama?
No. Who are they going to fucking hire?
Literally anybody they want.
You would think, right? Like, they could... Even
I would do.
Think of Deion.
Call Deion.
You imagine if Alabama, like, the commercials write themselves with
Athlon. I didn't even think of that.
You imagine the circus
Alabama would be. He is praying that with what's his name leaving FSU, they have the worst year ever and don't win any games, so that way he can go running.
What was like Seminole. Somebody I saw tweeted Kirby Smart, and I was like, "Is they're gonna poach someone from Georgia?"
Like, I don't think Kirby would leave Georgia, but you know,
I don't think he would either.
Who's the who's the A&M guy who just got fired, Danny?
Oh, Jimbo.
People are hinting, why not? What's his face from Ole Miss, Lane? That would be a good one.
It was. What about an interesting name? Sucked in the NFL as a head coach, Josh McDaniels, Belichick guy. No Saban through Belichick.
No.
Could try and look at Lane. Sucked in the pros. Not half bad in college. Making money in college.
That was the Raiders being the Raiders, and it was
right. No, 100%. McDaniels wasn't good.
McDaniels is a douchebag.
I'm talking about Lane Kiffin.
I know he was brought up McDaniels before though.
Right. Yeah, but I'm thinking more of the lines of like, okay, it wasn't working in the pros. Why don't you go if you want to be a head coach? Why not go test it out in college?
Let's face it, any big name in college is available. We've seen it before, so.
Right, what I'm saying, but like, how high up could they poach? Like,
this could also be just a transition year for them for a coach. Yeah. So you could bring in a McDaniels and say, just think whoever, about it. A lot of times when it comes to college, when a coach is leaving or being fired, you already have the next guy signed.
But he's just retired. Yeah.
But he just retired. He's just like,
he just,
you don't know if he may have told them a week ago that he was doing this. You don't know that. You know, he could have told them a week ago, but he could have also said, all right, I thought about it after.
They could have known the whole time.
Right.
He could have said before the season. That was the end of it.
I doubt that he knew the whole time, but I mean, doesn't knew the whole time. But
I can't see Georgia not giving Kirby as much money as he wants.
That's what I'm saying.
He played at Georgia, so he ain't leaving.
Right. It's just, I saw the name and I was like, it struck me that.
Another name that came up with Dable leave the Giants to go coach Alabama.
Yeah, that was like 1%. Yeah, that was, he was joking 1%.
Wink.
Was that you who texted me that?
What?
Wink.
He's going to Philly. He's already planning the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, he's already there.
He's already planning to be the defensive coordinator.
He might be their head coach at this rate.
Right, he may get their head coaching job.
Fucking Sirianni. No,
I'll tell you this. If he doesn't get a head coaching job, the defensive coach replacement I want is Antonio Pierce to come home.
Good luck with that.
I mean, I
he's
want
going
more
for head coach. He has an interview with somebody this week. I forgot who I saw. He's interviewing somewhere for a head coaching job, one of the openings.
What are the openings?
Tennessee.
Carolina, Tennessee, Seattle, Atlanta.
Atlanta. Chargers.
Yeah, Chargers.
Raiders, Washington. Of course. Washington.
Raiders and Washington.
Sure, Washington.
And TBD on New England.
Okay. So that's like, what, 6, 7?
7. 7, my friend.
Yeah, so like, I don't know if I... It's so hard because like there are only 32 jobs. But I was Antonio Pierce.
Titans put in the request to interview Pierce today. They're just going to interview everybody they can.
But you're starting over there. You know, Henry's leaving. You don't have a quarterback. You're starting over.
I like Levis.
I don't know.
Where are they? They're picking later. They're picking mid round, right?
They're probably picking like 10.
Yeah, they're
how many
like
years in a row. Can you? How many years in a row? The Jets are 10. I know that. How many years in a row can you draft a quarterback though?
Whatever one of the last playoff spots, non-playoff spots are.
They how have many, to be what? Like 15.
Yeah. What was your question?
How many years in a row can you, you know, trade up for a quarterback or make a move for a quarterback?
They only did it this one time, I thought.
No, back years. It was Malik Willis.
Oh, I forgot. But that was like
just Malik
round,
Willis late, like thinking he had a rehab
seventh
to get.
The Titans are picking 7th.
Oh, behind us.
Yeah, right behind you.
It's so funny. Oh, after 6th, I don't care.
Yeah. Giants, Tennessee, Atlanta, Chicago Jets. So they could fucking draft Michael Penix if they wanted.
So Walter Football's mock as of today has Kleb, May from North Carolina, Daniels, LSU going at 3, Harrison Jr. 4. Bowers, the tight end from Georgia, at 5 with the Chargers. Because, which is, you know,
they crazy just, to me, but
they are known for building. Well, you're not gonna just, you're gonna give the quarterback a weapon. That's what you're gonna do. I still think Keenan Allen becomes a free agent or gets cut and re-signed for a lot less money.
They have so much more problems than fucking weapons.
Neighbors, the wideout from LSU for the Giants.
Right. Like, I like that pick for you guys.
Alt, the tight end. The
tackle.
Tackle. Notre Dame Maybe. For the tight ends.
Dallas their O-line was really bad. So. Say again?
Then they have with the Falcons is Dallas Turner.
Okay.
Outside linebacker. Azun, the wideout from Washington at 9.
I'm doing that, yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
I'm not even going to pronounce.
The other tackle.
Fashu is the
offensive tackle. I think it's pretty much that. Fashu.
And then you go Wiggins, the Clemson cornerback. The other wide receiver from LSU to Denver at 12. The Raiders get the BYU tackle. Latu, the defensive end from UCLA to the Saints. Arnold, cornerback from Bama at 15. Chris Jenkins, the defensive tackle from Michigan, going at 16.
Chris Jenkins Jr.
Yo, there's
And then I think it's the playoff team.
Alabama named Kool-Aid. I need this guy.
Nope. I want the junior that's in Indiana to be on the top school. I want to see Kirk Herbstreit screaming that guy's name out.
Oh, you God. See RG3 interview his family?
They did an interview with the whole family.
That's what I said. It was hilarious. It was oddly enough, he was eating during the interview, which was weird.
Cooper DeJean.
Interesting that he does not. No. Walter Football does not have Penix in the first round.
That's I'm looking I'm at one that has him going to Minnesota at 11.
He's gonna be that guy. He's gonna be that guy this year. Like,
he's either gonna be sitting in the green room a long time or he's gonna get picked early.
Realistically, and I know this is probably it's common, but it's like half the league that is uncertain. Because like, there's no reason the Seahawks, even though they have Geno, can't take a quarterback. There's no reason
they're going to need Rams the guy for after Geno at this point.
Right? They're going to need the Rams are going to need a guy for after Stafford. So it's like there's a lot of options.
The Walt Football has Penix to the Vikings in the second round.
Okay, so.
So if he falls down that far, that's where it would be.
Is JJ coming out?
Hasn't been announced yet, but I don't see a reason why he wouldn't.
Well, Rossi stinks, that's why.
I was going to say my favorite. First off,
through the stinks. NFL. He's not an NFL quarterback. I'm just, this is just.
When he gets drafted by know the Bears. What? And just defeats.
Sorry, go.
I mean, he's a bear and just destroys the Packers every year. Vin's gonna cry. Or he gets drafted by the Lions and stays in Michigan with Hutchinson, and they just run wild on the NFC North every year.
I'm still perplexed that Holly Rowe brought up that he brushes his teeth with the opposite hand to get the neurological. And I go.
These people come up, please find out. Like,
you know,
the best was a lot
of franchises.
I saw a side by side of the KC quarterback from like Super Bowl I or Super Bowl II smoking the cigarette at halftime with JJ with the psychiatrist on the sideline at halftime during this game. And people were like, wow, the game has really changed. The craziest thing, and I said this and I keep saying this, like, am I the only one that noticed? That Jim walked up to John Harbaugh like right before a down and just gave him a hug, like right on the sideline. Like right smack in the middle of a play. He's just like, hey, bro. Like,
is that legal?
That's what I'm saying. Like, how is that allowed?
Like, why doesn't he just be there. Why don't they just both coach at that point? What's stopping them?
Well, they did say Jim got stuck with weather getting there. So it delayed him getting there. So he probably didn't see him before the game. But still, like, it's like the second quarter and you're about to run like a third down play. And your brother is just like, hey, how you doing?
Go in the press box with everybody else. Yeah, I mean, the rest of the you joked that J.J. McCarthy would go to somewhere in the division. I mean,
it's the rest of the division needs quarterbacks.
History says it's not going to work out for them if they get a quarterback. That's just, you know.
Until they trade that quarterback
away. People were
curious
about how Matt LaFleur would look without a good quarterback. I guess we'll never know.
The craziest thing is...
Shut the fuck up, man.
I can't believe
you just did the Kanye thing.
I guess we'll never know.
I can't believe he just pulled the Kanye thing out.
I said to Danny, Danny and I were texting about the Mets earlier, and he said, I don't know why we really like sports. And I said, well, sometimes some magic happens, maybe even some love. And I said to Jordan, love, give. Sometimes things happen you don't expect, you know?
Did Matt LaFleur put himself as a finalist for Coach of the Year by making the playoffs? With this team?
I think he should be up there, but...
I mean, it's going to be hard to beat the guy in Cleveland or...
Or
Houston, or Ryan in Houston.
Right.
But I think he should be at the... I think he should... Zero Pro Bowlers.
Zero Pro.
He should at least be a conversation.
I don't know if I do finalists, but he should be one.
Also, I just looked. We were talking at work how it's pretty stupid that the Lions are banning Matthew Stafford jerseys this weekend. Because if it wasn't for him, your franchise probably would have been even deeper in the gutter.
If you're a Lion fan, what other... So it's just Calvin Johnson jerseys. And Aiden Hutchinson jerseys. That's the only thing you're allowed to wear. And Barry Sanders. That's it. There's three people. Like, who else would you have
bought? Wasn't Dan Campbell there for like 10 minutes, Danny?
He was. But who else would over the past 20 years, who else would you have bought?
Dan Campbell, because he's your coach now.
Megatron.
So
that's what I'm Stafford, saying. Calvin.
Roy Williams.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Carlos Rogers, one of the other fucking receivers they drafted. I don't know.
What was it? Three years in a row they drafted a receiver in the top 10?
John Kitna.
Yeah, it was Carlo. I think it was Carlos Rogers was his name.
Yeah.
And then Roy Williams. Yeah. And then Megatron. I was like, well, we got it right eventually. Actually, Roy Williams was not bad.
In fairness.
Roy Williams was fine.
Yeah.
Exactly. In fairness.
Dallas, so.
Yeah.
If they figured it out, I don't know if Stafford was there during that time. But the Roy Williams, Calvin Johnson, if they had a good quarterback, they could have figured something out during that.
I think
Stafford had the two receivers. Roy, yeah.
Stafford just missed Roy Williams because he was in the Cowboys already, right?
Yeah, I think it was like they drafted them like 05, 06, 07. And then 08 was the
trade.
They traded him and they went 0-16. And then the 09 draft, they drafted Stafford. I think that's what happened.
So, I'm just saying in that scenario. But I also did look it up. Like, just saying, the Lions host the Rams next year. So, hopefully, Stafford, they pay respect to him next year. Give him some sort of You have to.
Yeah, I mean, eventually you have to.
He has faced them. They hosted them in 2001. So.
In 21.
2021, yeah. They hosted the Lions that year. So he didn't face the Lions. He hasn't been back to Detroit, though, which he's going to do next year.
Charles Rogers was the guy's
name. I mean.
Carlos, wasn't that the cornerback?
It was a corner, yeah. That's what I'm.
Carlos Rogers, yeah, junior, I think.
Was it the other way around? Because I'm trying to find this now, and maybe I just don't remember it this way. Maybe he was the first one.
Didn't they also take the kid out of
Maybe they just drafted them another round.
Steve, I'll never forget my first ever Giant game. Joey Harrington came into the Meadowlands and won. It was my first ever giant game.
Really?
Roy Williams was 2004. It was a 2004 draft. They took Charles Rogers with the second overall pick
in 2003. Okay, yep. That's what. So it was 03, 04, and then they waited a couple of years, and then 07 they took Megatron. Okay, got it. Who did they take in 08 is the question.
They took Mike Williams in 05.
Right, from USC.
Oh, USC Mike Williams.
Yes, and why that was the same year. The pick right before that was Carlos Rogers, the cornerback from Auburn, went to Washington.
That's where that name is coming from. 2008 Detroit Lions. Why were they picking 17th? Jesus. They weren't good. Did they trade back?
They must have.
They had to have, right?
2006, they took Ernie Sims.
I don't feel like investigating the 2008 draft right now.
2007, they took Calvin Johnson. Boy, did they get lucky that Oakland loved Jamarcus Russell. Yep. Huh?
They went 7-9 in 2007. Jeez. Anyway.
They got lucky that the Raiders loved Jamarcus Russell and his eating habits.
And this blank. Look at that. I mean, that's so Raiders. It's Jamarcus and then Calvin Johnson.
So I got a
scenario. Just, you could have had one of the Hall of Famers and you took Jamarcus.
You could have took Joe Thomas to protect Joey Harrington's life.
Yeah.
And may have been able to go forward, but instead.
There were three Hall of Famers in this first round, and you didn't get any of them.
So.
Plus Patrick Willis and Marshawn. Oh, my God. Adrian Peterson. Oh, there's like eight Hall of Famers in this first round.
Vincent, to answer your question. Go ahead. Minnesota had the 17th overall pick. It's traded its first round selection in two third rounders. And pick 182 to Kansas City for Jared Allen.
Wow.
Who then traded that pick to Detroit. Detroit traded its first and third rounders. They were supposed to pick 15th that year. They traded to Kansas City for 17. And they got – so they traded – Detroit traded the 15th to move back two spots.
Yeah. I looked. They went 7-9 that year. So
Kansas City's second first-round selection and a third-round selection and a fifth-round selection all in the same draft. So Kansas City had two picks in the first round in 2008.
Yeah, they took nobody.
Jared Allen is the reason why Detroit Lions are 17.
Of course he is. There was a time. Jared Allen and was the bane of my existence.
He got put in the Hall of Fame like last year or the year before that, right? Or no, he's not.
No, we were just talking about him. He's on the ballot. He's on the ballot right now. Jared Allen.
Okay, yeah. He belongs in there.
Yeah, I don't disagree. It's a pain in my ass.
2008, Kenny Phillips, Danny.
Kenny fucking Phillips.
What could have been without the injuries?
Didn't he have that interception against Romo in the divisional round game that won it?
R.W. McCorders.
No, that was R.W. McCorders, my bad.
R.W. McCorders. And his Nelly Band-Aid.
Right. R.W. McCorders. We were talking about Jessica Simpson at work yesterday. That's what made me think of that.
We were talking about
Romo game.
It's funny. It's funny, one of my coworkers' son also works with us. And we were talking about championship runs. And I was talking about that. I was like, you don't even know that we had the picture of Terrell Owens crying about Tony Romo on our wall during that entire playoff run after we beat him. Like, it was literally printed and on the wall by the television for the entire playoff run.
Did I tell you about the kid that I work with who remembered Michael Vick as an Eagle?
Yes.
Good for him.
I
didn't remember that Michael Vick was an Eagle?
No, I'm saying like he was like, I'm an Eagle fan because of Michael Vick. And I'm like, I'm going to throw you off the job because he's just not an Eagle. And that's just not how this works.
Oh, but he was. He was a better Eagle than
I know. He was a much better Eagle.
Isn't it crazy that he took the job from Nick Foles, who would go like 10 years later to win a Super Bowl for the Eagles?
Yeah. It really doesn't make any sense. The Eagles don't make any sense.
If only they build a super team in 2011.
The dream team.
The dream team.
And I love how it was a dream team and we were like including Vince Young in that process. Like, yeah. He's the backup quarterback.
Really, he beat the Giants that year.
He did beat the Giants.
Excuse me. Not only did he beat the Giants, he also chucked up a ball on the first play of that game, and it was Will Allen's first play of his career, and he made a pick.
Oh, no.
And everyone Prince got pumped. Yeah, oh, yeah, Prince, not Will Allen, Prince. And then from that moment on, Prince gave up about 10 touchdowns a week.
What? Did you guys have so much trouble with Vince Young over the years?
That was a famous
cop. It all went downhill. You know what? It all went downhill once Kiwanuka let him go. If he just didn't let him go, it would have never happened. He was
a stud that year.
That season. Yeah, he had that like couple years and then he like faded.
What a stupid.
I mean, in fairness to Kiwanuka, like, he throws him to the ground. It's a 15-yard penalty.
Right.
It's a 15-yard penalty now.
It was really a hard. It was really a no win scenario for Kiwanuka.
That season was the most frustrating season for a team that was good, and just was just like, oh, it's just not happening this year.
Just like this team should Philly in the wild card. We had to go.
Yeah, it was like this team doesn't have it, but some way somehow they're in the eighth, the last spot.
The Brian Westbrook game, right?
No, that was 03.
Oh, okay.
Oh no, Brian. Yeah,
the playoff game I'm talking about.
Yeah, no.
Brian Westbrook went off in one of the playoff games against.
I don't think. Oh, Westbrook's. Yeah, probably. They won on the last second field goal against us. Yeah, that was
never a game that Brian Westbrook didn't go off against us.
Yeah, and then they. Then
I still have the worst.
That was Tiki's last game. Yeah.
I still have the worst vision of the 08 playoffs and Donovan McNabb running for a first down and falling on our sideline and picking up the phone. I still see that moment. Because that was the year we had the bye week. We were playing well, despite Plaxico shooting himself in the leg.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm thinking of. I think I'm thinking of 08. Let me see how Brian Westbrook did in that playoff game.
Because 04, we won the division. Eli's first full year, we won the division. And got blown out in the wild card week by the Panthers.
Yeah.
That was the...
Nope, Brian Westbrook ran for nothing. How did you lose this game? Brian Westbrook ran 18 times for 36 yards. McNabb threw two picks. And you lost this game. What the fuck happened?
05.
No, this is on the 08 Plaxico shooting himself season.
We had no offense. What did we do offensively?
Well, no, that was
kicked field goals. That was it.
Well, hold on. The 08 team?
Yes.
That was the year Derek Warden and Jacobs rushed for over 1,000 each.
But I'm saying, in the playoff game, Ryan Westbrook ran for 36 yards and McNabb threw two picks. Yeah. And you lost.
No, we were throwing like passes to like Dominic or whatever and washed up Monty Toomer, unfortunately.
Brandon Jacobs ran for 92 yards in this game, and somehow they didn't. This is just – Kevin Boss was the leading receiver, and Dominic Hickson. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I brought this up. This is awful.
Yeah, fucking Plax.
Fucking Plax, man. Honestly.
That was the most dominating year I could – other than 2000 – watching a
if we bring in Antonio Pierce to be the defensive coordinator, the first thing he needs to say in his press conference is, I'm sorry for letting Plaxico wear sweatpants to the club.
Yeah.
That's the first thing he's got to say. Because he was with him. He could be like, that, bro, you really want to put your gun in his
players up here? I was at that giant Ravens game, and we took the Ravens' soul. The bullies of the NFL, we took their soul.
That was the game where it was the number one rushing defense versus the number one rushing offense. And everyone's like, there's no way the Giants are going to rush against them. And we ran down their throats. I remember that game. It had to be like mid-October to mid-November, somewhere in that range of the season.
I just don't know. It's a perfect time to remind you guys that Eli Manning is overrated.
You're wrong, but it's okay.
Excuse me.
How many times in the playoffs?
It's true.
You went how many years with two Hall of Fame quarterbacks with two total rings?
You know, for a guy who's supposed to be great in the playoffs, throwing for 169 yards and two interceptions is really
you throw wonderful. The ball to have Dominic Hickson and Kevin Boss as your only receivers.
Really great. 161 yards. Really wonderful.
He had two really good playoffs.
You're in the playoffs, Vin. You're in the playoffs. We need you to win. You don't have to.
You're going
to
get shut out in the playoffs this week, and then you're going to keep telling
us. There's no. I mean, I guess there's definitely a shot to get shut out, but.
I have a Packers. Question. How would you feel when Jordan Love wins two Super Bowl rings and Favre and Rodgers both just combined have two rings?
Everything up
until. And Jordan Love is just overrated forever.
Everything up until this moment tells me that Jordan Love is just a better human being than those two, so I'll be happy for him.
Until he's 38 years old and starts complaining that you're not paying him enough money and he doesn't want to be you know, there anymore.
I don't know what happens when they get to 38 years old, because...
then you get traded to the Jets.
I don't... It's just, listen, if it's the cycle I'm destined for, I'm fine with it, because there'll be a Jordan Love...
So you'll have one ring every 20 years.
That's more honestly like, more like every perfect. 15. See, that's perfect. That's like, oh man, that was so long ago, but I remember it as yesterday.
Correct. Right.
I could live with one championship every 15 years.
15-ish years, yeah.
I would obviously like more between that, but
right.
Well, but then again,
where was the Super Bowl that Favre won?
The Favre won? Superdome.
Yes.
Okay. For some reason, I thought they were both in Dallas.
No, Superdome.
You know,
Superdome.
Someone brought up the idea, I think it was on Twitter, should the college football finals always be at the Rose Bowl?
Yes.
No, see, the thing with the Rose Bowl that's annoying, they have it, like, traditionalized, that they, like, with the whole parade and day, it has to be on New Year's Day. So that's the thing with that.
I don't care. I don't care if it's the Rose Bowl. It needs to be at the stadium.
Right. You could still have the Rose Bowl.
Right. I'm just saying
that the championship game should be in that stadium every year.
I mean, money-wise, it doesn't work.
I'm sorry. Watching that Rose Bowl this year, that dusk to night feel in
a football game. It's a top five venue in sports.
Yeah.
So it's like... And it's like... What was it? Oh, the other question is, best Rose Bowl game since Texas USC.
I mean, that's not true.
I don't remember all of them.
No, we have the USC Penn State game with Saquon and Donald. That was a good one. Bunch of others, but
they said it was the most watched since that game.
Oh, most watched. Sorry, I misheard you. Damn.
Is it the best? I don't know. You guys know I don't watch it much college football.
I think that LSU...
But it's the best football game I ever watched, so...
No, it was definitely up there.
I remember Danny and I were at the hockey game, and we made it home for halftime because college football would start at 8 o'clock at night and take 5 hours to get through
right.
those games.
I gotta watch that documentary again.
We're able to get back. Also, did you see how small the... freaking luxury box was that all the celebrity that they all had one box for celebrities at the fucking championship game.
They probably got to get a lot of boosters and shit their boxes, you know. Can't just pay JJ McCarthy with nothing.
He has his looks.
This is just it's just adding to the
I guarantee you
gonna have like one first round pick.
He's going to go to that team that everybody's out shocked.
No, but I'm saying, like, who's going to be the first-round pick for Michigan? Just the tackle?
They have the defensive tackles could go first round. Some people say Blake may go first round, but he could also go anywhere from third to fourth round.
There's no shot.
Because of his usage.
Yeah, I don't see the first-round pick.
Though. Yeah. So
it really depends. Oh, the cornerback. They already said he's going first. There's no way he falls out. The one who had the pick.
The LSU team had like three top five picks, plus Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Yeah. So is he gone now, Harbaugh? think this is it?
You know, the quote he said the other day, the thing he said the other day was, normally we start our off-season program on February 14th because who doesn't love football? But this year we're going to start in March, which can go either one of two ways. If you're going to start your football program in March, that's the NFL. That's when the NFL starts their programs. They don't do anything in February. Basically, it's basically Super Bowl and then nothing until.
He's such a fucking loser. But a lovable loser.
Adam Scheffler said it the best. It's got to be somebody that really makes him say, damn, this is a better situation than staying at Michigan. This is worth.
And if he does go. Say in the front office, too, is rumored what his hold up as well.
It's his key. Like, the owner's got to be like, here's the key. Here's my checkbook. I'm getting on a plane. Best of luck. Have a good time. I'll come back.
So I think we still have to see how it plays out in the playoffs. Because if one of those teams fires their coach, if Sirianni it blows the fuck up in the playoffs.
He won't go.
And they're like, we got to get rid of this dude.
Fuck that shit. Shut the fuck up.
I'm just saying. Hand him the keys. That team plays like he wants to play.
Do they though? Because they suck.
They did at one point. They started doing it. I don't know what happened. I mean, they lost their offensive coordinator. Clearly, he was the glue holding everything together.
And their defensive coordinator.
And I'm shocked. I don't know about you guys. I was shocked when the escape rooms didn't help everything. I thought that was... AJ Brown takes everybody to an escape room and all the problems are fixed.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
What about you mean putting the guy with the pencil in his hat wasn't to call the defensive plays wasn't the answer?
No,
Matt Patricia's not the answer to calling the defensive plays.
The best part is Mike Evans and Godwin could just light up the Eagles secondary, and that would be
it. Really good. But yo, if Baker just owns them, I'll be so hyped.
Baker is going to put up 1,000 points. Did you see the picture of him warming up with the tin in his pants? Let's go. Like, this guy is like, everybody's like, yep. He's got the chew just chilling in his thigh pad is supposed to be.
I would say he's on one right now, but they had to score 9 points in a must win game against the Panthers. Yeah. So I don't exactly know if it's likely for them to go in and light up the Eagles.
We do realize that they've won 3 straight division titles somehow.
Brady for the last two.
Well, it was Brady for, was it the last two?
I would say 1.5.
I don't know when he retired. I can't.
Last year.
It was just
he made the joke that he almost came back this year. He made the joke that he was going to unretire in like May, but his friends threw him a retirement party and he felt bad, so he didn't want to do it.
It's just so
that's the next
head coach. They were the wild card team when they beat the in 2020 because the Saints owned them in the season.
Right. And then last year they did win the division. They were under 500. They won the division and they lost to the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who then went to San Francisco and let Elliott play center because they were going to release him at the end of the year anyway.
That was Mike McCarthy's genius.
That was in San Fran?
Yeah.
San Fran was the two.
Yeah, San Fran was the two last year.
I could have sworn that play was in Dallas. That's
weird.
Can you imagine they ran that play in Dallas?
Picturing it in my head. Schultz and Elliott's last play as Cowboys.
But they lost the game.
Dalton Schultz lined up where he was supposed to.
They lost the game to the Niners in Dallas 2 years ago. That's what it was.
And Dak forgot how to slide and forgot.
Right, that was the stupid one. And then
that was the play where Dak forgot to slide. Right, and then the lineman put the ball down. They
couldn't spot the ball. Yes,
right.
Oh my God. It's cliche. And listen, I know it. Mike McCarthy doesn't lose normal. If they lose, it's a catastrophe. Every time, it's a catastrophe.
Do you think his job is really on the line, Mike?
It's his job with Jerry is always on the line at all times.
I don't think Jerry's ever let anybody not be on the line. I mean, Wade Phillips lasted longer than Mike McCarthy may last.
That's a good point. But again, this is what
I go back to what I said. And so is Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett,
forget it. Yeah.
If Jordan Love goes in there and knocks them off, you can't tell me Jerry doesn't pick up the phone and call Michigan and be like, Jim, look what
he
I got
here. No, he's going to call Saban before he's so old, he'll call Saban before he goes.
He'll call him to get Jim's number. I don't know. Or Steven. Steven's in charge now. He can call Jim. I don't think they'll fire Mike, though. But
I said he won't get fired, but his leash won't be long. If they struggle next season, there'll be a problem.
If they lose this game, I could see that being the spot for Vrabel. Because Dan Quinn's gone. I think Dan Quinn's finally going to take a job. He's probably going
to
be Seattle.
Dan Quinn goes back to Seattle.
Right.
That's where he became who he is. He's going to go back there.
Vrabel takes the head coaching spot and runs that defense continually. And they have an offensive coordinator. It's fucking Brian Schottenheimer, but they could get another one.
You know, it's crazy. Nobody talks about any. Well, Glenn is getting interviews, but nobody's talking about any of the Lions coordinators.
No,
the Lions coordinators, the Niners coordinators aren't getting spoken about again this year.
Oh, Ben Johnson's going to go to the Raiders. I mean, the Raiders, the Commanders.
The offensive coach?
Yeah.
From San Fran?
No, from Detroit. Ben Johnson. Yeah, he's a hot name, actually. So, I don't know.
They gave Kawhi Leonard another contract.
I missed that today. Wow.
Clippers star Kawhi Leonard has signed a 3-year, This guy needs $153 million more.
There has to be
where the NBA works.
It must be some crazy out or something insane for him to extend, I guess.
There's some sort of 15% trade kicker. So if they trade him, he gets 15% more. The other was, like, last night, Devin and I were talking, Spoelstra, $80 million for another 8 years?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
This summer will start. He's in the process of being in year 15 as their head coach. And probably should have been fired 10 times.
I don't know about that. They've been to multiple finals now, like 5.
I'm shocked LeBron let him last through losing that first final.
I think because Pat Riley has a say.
Yeah.
He's probably the only one.
Just insane to think about. Now he's going to be there at least another more. Could be there another 8 years.
But as we all know, like once LeBron left again, it was like, okay, let's see how good Spoelstra is now. And it was always, okay, yeah. The way he's coaching and getting these guys to play with the washed up Wade and stuff like that. Yeah, he has it. And like, it's cool to see him get that second lap around after, oh, okay, he had LeBron, he had Wade, he had the big three. Now it's guys that, okay, Jimmy's great, Hero's great, good, and like other couple guys, blue guys that you're just like, oh, okay. It's cool to get his praises now.
How long is Butler? Oh, he's got another year and then a player option for Butler. Is Cleveland bad this year?
They're in the middle. I think Mitchell's
hurt. In the mix. They're in that mix, and if probably
he either got hurt or he is hurt.
Okay, because I was reading something today that Mitchell wants was like apparently was giving in a short list of teams he wants to be traded to.
Oh, here we go again.
I don't know. I don't know.
Miami's on the top of his list, by the way. You'll be surprised to know.
Yeah, shocking.
Tax free, babe.
Alrighty.
Goddamn Wizards.
What? You bet the Wizards tonight?
I had a free bet on FanDuel. So I did like a free bet and a boost on like a in-game live game parlay. So I took a bunch of money lines of early games.
Got it.
I would have lost also Miami and OKC. Okay, whatever. All right. So game you're looking forward to this weekend the most.
I'm going to say Rams-Lions. And I think that game could have the most fireworks in terms of offensive, like, shootout.
Outside of my game?
Yeah.
I want to say Dolphins-Chiefs, but...
Unless you have Peacock, you can't watch it anyway.
I have Peacock, thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably going with that one.
I think I'm going to Miller's Saturday night, so I'll just be on there anyway.
Which Miller's?
Islanders are having a viewing party for their game in Nashville at Miller's in Levittown Saturday night. Nice. So Dave and I were talking about we could also watch football.
Thanks for telling me.
That Texans game, Texans-Cleveland, is going to be very intriguing.
It could be fun.
Yeah.
Can Stroud stand up against this defense? Can Flacco continue?
I don't think.
Are you guys excited to watch Flacco in Baltimore as a Brown?
That would be something.
Would that line up? I guess it could. Right, like they win,
they're the five. So if they're the five,
they're the four. Oh no, they're the five. So if they, but if they win and the friggin'
the Chiefs win and the if the Chiefs and Bills win,
yes, the Chiefs and Bills would have to win, and then
and both win. They win. They're going to.
They would go to Baltimore.
I'm nervous about Baltimore.
You're nervous about
them?
They
make you nervous every year. Every year they're nerve wracking.
Lamar having when it comes 2 weeks off.
I don't like the 2 weeks off thing they did. The Niners did it too. I don't like it doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, but it makes more sense for the Niners because their guys are banged up. They have a lot more banged up guys. Like McCaffrey had the calf injury. So him being out was smart. Purdy hasn't been 100%, they said, the last month of the season. Resting his arm wasn't the worst idea in the world. And as you know, defenses don't really rest. I think their defense, giving them rest on their defense is going to make them faster.
I have faith in those two coaches. I just don't love 2 weeks off.
No, I agree. Because it usually takes a half to get really acclimated to a team that wasn't beat up badly the prior week.
Would playing a half week 17 help? I don't even know.
Probably not.
I don't know. Maybe. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't know.
So what's the answer?
There's no right or wrong answer because we've seen both things happen. You're just like, I would probably more of an old school person. I would probably play like a half or because if he gets hurt, what team was that last year or 2 years ago? They played their quarterback and he got hurt. And it was like, oh no, what do you guys do? I think it was a couple years ago. I don't remember the team.
Wasn't it the Eagles? Wasn't it Hurts?
No.
No.
They just did that now.
Yeah, they did.
Or was it in Washington? Was it in Washington? And what's his name had to come in and play the game? Heineke had to play? Wasn't that the COVID year? Washington was playing somebody else.
You might be right, because Heineke had to play that game against the Pats.
Yeah, and they covered.
And he played well enough where everybody was like, yeah, this is the greatest next quarterback ever. And then
it was Brady. It wasn't the Pats. It was the Bucks, but yeah.
Washington Commanders 2020. Who was that quarterback on that team?
Alex Smith?
Yeah, that was his leg game. That had
it. No, he got hurt early.
No, that was the comeback. Yeah, that's the
comeback
right.
from the leg.
Comeback.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because we, I think we heard him, Steve, right?
Alex Smith?
Yeah.
Alex Smith, the
that game we might have heard him.
Oh, we like knocked him out. We didn't like hurt him, but we knocked him
that
out.
We weren't the injury team, but we definitely hurt him.
The Texans were the injury team.
Yeah.
Stats. They played. No, Alex Smith did play that final game.
Okay.
And he played the full game.
And why didn't
Jalen play that full game too? But they didn't make the playoffs that year, 2020.
Yes, they did.
I don't know. Who knows?
They won a division at 7-9. I'm looking.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
2020, Washington won the division.
Yeah, 21. Year was... They won.
21, they won the division.
But that's what I'm saying. I know Heineke played that game.
The East has not had a back-to-back winner since Andy Reid coached the Eagles.
So fucking crazy.
Yeah, we were in high school.
It's absolutely insane to think that was the last time that they had back-to-back winners in the NFC East.
It's stupid.
It just goes to show you on how good the Eagles and Cowboys are always are.
I guess they just
we had like one in there.
We have three, right?
And Washington has a couple, I think. At least
more, Washington
at least...
might have more than us, I think.
No, I doubt it.
Winners since 2000. NFC East champions.
Us.
Giants, Eagles. 2003-04 was the last back-to-back. Giants in 2005. That was the year we lost to Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles in 2006. That was the year we went to Philly for the wild card game. 2007, we beat
Cowboys.
Dallas in the division. 2008, the Eagles came to us. 2009 was Cowboys. So 1, 2, 3 Giants. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Eagles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Cowboys. 1, 2, 3 Washington.
Oh, we tied.
So we're tied with Washington. Yeah, there was a stretch from 16 to 19 where it was Cowboys, Eagles flip flopping each year.
All right. I gotta go to bed.
With that being said, enjoy the playoffs this weekend, everybody. Make sure you get Peacock or go find some place to find that game. Yeah.
Find a bar. Somewhere. They'll have it.
And we will see you guys next week.